Hello children, this is your sister, your teacher, your friend, Sister Adoni. Today we are going to talk about the acts of prayer. Acts of prayer. What does that mean? A stands for adoration. C stands for confession. T stands for thanksgiving, and S stands for supplication. So A means we have to glorify God, we have to thank Him for everything that He has done for us. We have to bless His holy name and praise Him at all times. If you go to Psalm 48, verse 1, it says, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised." Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. So we should try as much as we can to praise Him all the time, to adore Him. Adorations, that's what He wants from us. And our C's stand for confession of sin. If you look at your Bible, 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So God is here and is there to forgive us of every sins, known and unknown sins, consciously and unconsciously, that we have committed. He will forgive us. So coming to God with the repentance of heart, repent from all your sins. That's what that C stands for. And T stands for thanksgiving. If you look at 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So we should give thanks to Him. Whatever we are going through, express your gratitude to God. Tell Him that you are grateful. Tell Him for what He has done and what He is about to do, and He will surely answer you. And the S stands for supplication. S stands for supplication. It says, if you look at your Bible, Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehensions, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So, also, we have to make our requests known to God, and He will surely answer us. And we should also intercede for others as well. If you go back to our prayer hand, whom and how to pray on behalf of people, to intercede for them, and God will surely hear our prayer. So when you wake up in the morning, before you go out, yeah, you can say your prayers and ask Him in a nutshell your acts, the way you will say it. You say, "Thank Lord, thank Him for everything, for making you to sleep well and to wake up well, to be alive that same day, to be awake. You can move your body, you can raise your leg, you can move your hand, you can move every members of your body that the Lord God has given to you. Just say, thank you, Lord." And also you say, "Oh Lord, forgive me of all my sins, every sins that I have committed, knowingly and unknowingly." Say it to Him and He will surely forgive you. And thank Him for everything that He has done for you. Thank him for the opportunity that he has given you to see that beautiful day. You should thank him for that. And ask him to please help you to grow as his disciple. Ask him to help you to grow more in his word. And in everything you do and you ask him, he will surely do it for you. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. God bless you as you do this every day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Have a blessed day. Bye. God bless. Bye.